We're up to Sif Beis.
It's all Min Shamayim.
We are discussing in this simin the din of the Shiva Nikiyim. Okay. Now everybody knows that when a woman experiences dam, so our rule of thumb is that she needs 5 days before she starts counting the Shiva Nikiyim, and then 7 Shiva Nikiyim, as we learned last week, that a woman has to count 7 clean days, complete, no mitzvah siyam kekulai, 7 complete Shiva Nikiyim. Now it's interesting that in the order of Shulchan Aruch, you would think we deal first with the 5 and then with the 7, but it's not. We'll see why it is this way. We don't get to the 5 until Sif Yud Aleph, until quite a bit later. We're dealing now with the Shiva Nikiyim itself. To start Shiva Nikiyim, a woman needs 3 things. Number one is the bedika. A woman needs a bedika, as we learned last week. Before she can start Shiva Nikiyim, she has to know that, in the language of Chazal, Mayana Sasam, that the source of her dam has closed up. Number two, which is in Siv Beis, is that a woman needs a Maich Dachuk, which we're going to discuss this week. A Maich Dachuk being a bedika cloth inserted into Oisei Makayim, and it's left there for the entire Bein Hashmashes, for the entire Safik Yayim, Safik Laila period. And number three, which is Sif Gimel, is a woman needs Levishas Halavanim. A woman during Shiva Nikiyim wears white undergarments during that time, and that's Sif Gimel. So Sif Aleph, Beis, Gimel, roughly, are the 3 requirements that begin Shiva Nikiyim. Let me mention that for many women, a Maich Dachuk is uncomfortable, and that a tampon may be used for a Maich Dachuk. You can insert a tampon for the whole Bein Hashmashes, it's more comfortable. However, a tampon is not good for a bedika, because as we'll soon see, a bedika, when a woman makes a bedika, she has to wipe the inside of the body, and that's not possible with a tampon. So that a tampon is good for a Maich Dachuk, but it's just not an Eitzah for a bedika. One more point. We say that the bedika, that a Maich Dachuk, which as I say, Sif Beis, what we're going to start, the Maich Dachuk has to be in for the entire Bein Hashmashes. That's the Lashon of the Mechaber. That the bedika has to be, that the Maich Dachuk, which is either, as I say, a tampon or a bedika cloth, is inserted and left inside for the whole Bein Hashmashes. Now the question is, how long is Bein Hashmashes? Bein Hashmashes means from the time that it's certainly day to the time that it's certainly night. For that span of time, from definitely day till definitely night. In the Gemara, that is 3/4 of a meal. No, we don't pass like Rabbi Yaisi. It's 3/4 of a meal, which is roughly 13 minutes. However, today, being that there are different shittas when night begins, we know that the Gra held that Bein Hashmashes begins at sunset. According to the Gra, it's not Vadei Laila after Shkia. It's Bein Hashmashes, and Vadei Laila is 13 and a half minutes later. So according to the Gra, Bein Hashmashes is from sunset the next 13 and a half minutes. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the custom of the Hasidim, Bein Hashmashes ends, Rabbeinu Tam writes, 72 minutes after sunset. In France, where Rabbeinu Tam lived, there was a 72-minute span till it was Vadei Laila, till it was dark. The 13 and a half minutes prior to that was Bein Hashmashes, which if you deduct 13 and a half from 72, that means roughly 58 and a half, about an hour after Shkia. So somebody who went with the Rabbeinu Tam Shita would put in a Maich Dachuk from 58 minutes after Shkia till 72. Somebody who goes with the Shita of the Gra would put it in at Shkia until 13 and a half minutes later. These are the 2 minhagim. That's the minig of the Bnei Yeshivas, is to go with the Gra's Shita, generally.
Even in this Eifig, we hold it at
1 second. In general, it's 13 and a half minutes is from Shkia, those who go with the minig of the Yeshiva light. And the Hasidim go with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And I told you once, that's the Hashkafa of the Hasidim, right? Hasidim, the whole Hasidus is, right, the Gra says it's Laila, 13 minutes after Shkia. The Hasidim, the whole Hasidus is, when there's some light, it's still light. Doesn't matter how much. Right? There's some light, it's still day. It has to be perfectly dark for it to be dark. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That has to be dark totally to be 72 minutes. Now, in the United States, and in Eretz Yisrael, certainly, there's no 72 minutes man. Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Halacha Mishnah Sinai 72 minutes. It has to do with the facts as they are, how dark it gets. It's known in Yerushalayim, it gets dark, and in 20-25 minutes, it gets as dark as it gets here in 72 minutes. The first time I went to Eretz Yisrael, I was a bacher, I went with my father, and I naturally was makban shkia. I ran out to mincha before shkia. My father went out 10-15 minutes after shkia. In Yerushalayim, you can't find a mincha 15 minutes after shkia. At least not in most shuls. What? Not because they go by the grav, but because it gets so dark. It gets dark very quickly. They might daven 5 minutes after shkia, but they don't daven 15-20 minutes after shkia. So it depends on the oifek, it depends on the Mishnah Berurah writes this in the Bir Halacha, that it depends on the facts as they are. In the United States, it's not exactly clear what this man is. And that's why there's a lot of confusion about Laila. 45 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes. Rav Moshe held it was 50 minutes is Rabbeinu Tam's man. Even though Rav Moshe writes that it's Toiv Lahachmiya, since Rabbeinu Tam wrote 72, so it's good to be Machmir for 72. Rav Moshe holds it's 50, but Einai Ra'isi, I saw Rav Moshe to strike a match in less than 72 minutes. When Moshe got older, he couldn't make Havdalah, he couldn't drink wine. So after Mariv, which was in his house, one of the Bachrim would stay and make Havdalah for him. And Rav Moshe struck a match for Havdalah, and it was not 72 minutes, at least according to the clock in his living room.
He knew what time it was? How?
He was on the ball. I mean, if you check what time it is before you do Malacha...
How much time
is it? I think it was more than 60, but it wasn't 72. Okay, but it was more than 60, because Rav Moshe davened Mariv, I think they davened about 50. And it could be Rav Moshe did it with a shinui that I didn't notice. It just struck me that it wasn't 72. It could be there was a little bein adam l'chaveray. This bacher came to make Havdalah for him, so like he'll be machmir 72 and make him wait 10 more minutes in his house. Although the bacher probably would have been happy to stay in Rav Moshe's house another few hours. But, Rav Moshe didn't, he wasn't going to take on the chumrah. So Rav Moshe held that really 50 minutes, or roughly 51, 52 minutes, roughly is Vade Laila. So if the Shkia, yeah.
Does Rabbi Belsky have another Shita?
Excuse me?
Does Rabbi Belsky have another Shita?
I don't know if Rabbi Belsky has another Shita. I have no idea. So there are different Zmanim. Rav Henkin held that it's 45 in the winter, and that it gets, in the summer, it gets a little later, it's up to 60.
A quinter
ben atam.
It's
not clear from what he writes which way he was explaining it. Okay. At any rate, it's a question when Vade Laila is. Lagabi Dairaises, we're all machmer. Chasidim are machmer like the Gra. Lagabi Dairaises, they don't do malachi after Shkia, most Chasidim. And B'nai Yeshiva are machmer like Rabbeinu Tam when it comes to Dairaises. We don't do malachi Mitzvah Shabbos right after Shkia. We wait to do malachi until whatever Zman you hold is Rabbeinu Tam, 45, 50, 60, 72. Whatever Zman you might hold, that's how long we wait for Dairaises. Now, a Meich Dachuk is only a Drabbanan. And therefore, for a Meich Dachuk, if a person always goes with the Shita of the Gra, the Mincha, he doesn't have Mincha after Shkia, or after the 9 minutes, the 13 minutes after Shkia, so a person could rely on a Meich Dachuk just to leave it in for that amount of time, from before Shkia till after the 13 and a half minutes. But being that Hilchus Nida is an area where B'nai Yisrael, Hechmiru al Atzman, where people in general try to be Yitzhak Kol HaShitais, so the custom is to try to be Yaitzer Rabbeinu Tam Shita as well. And for that reason, the minig is to put in the Meich Dachuk before Shkia and to leave it in for, whatever, 45, 50, 60, 72. It's not Muhammad and Matzai Shabbos. Matzai Shabbos, you have Seimach on 60 minutes, so you could be Seimach on 60 minutes for the Meich Dachuk. And Lachat Chila, it's certainly the preferable way, is to be Yaitzer Kol HaShitas. However, it's kedai to know, in case where a person is b'shas hadchak for one reason or another, where a woman is irritated or something of the like, it's kedai to know that really the Ikar HaDin is only the 13 and a half minutes of Bein HaShmashas, as we'll see in the Mechaber. Mechaber says kol Bein HaShmashas, so that's really the halach. One more hagdama to the halach of Meich Dachuk is that a woman who's wearing a Meich Dachuk in her body is not permitted to go out on Shabbos. There's just a rabbin that way. Okay, that's considered carrying. The rule is that anything that's worn for physical comfort is not considered carrying. A woman who's bleeding and she wears a tampon because she's bleeding, to absorb the blood, that makes her more comfortable, so that's not carrying, because that's done for physical comfort.
Is there anyone who's machmir that is carrying?
On what? No, on a tampon that's worn when a woman's bleeding, either a tampon or a napkin, nobody holds that that's bleeding, that is. Where there is a discussion is where a woman is expecting her period. She's not yet bleeding. And she wants to wear a napkin or a tampon because she's expecting a period, and even though it's dark light, she doesn't want to stain her clothing. So that, Ramesha writes, is also a problem of carrying. That's also usur. The only time you're allowed to wear, it's actually the Gemara has a case of a man who has a problem controlling his bladder, and he wears a bag. When he goes out in the street, he wears a bag to catch the urine. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that if he wears it for physical comfort, because he has a serious problem, and he's uncomfortable when he's wet, so that's mutter, it's not carrying. Any beged you wear for physical comfort is mutter. If you wear it, if you just have a slight problem and it's not a physical discomfort, and just wearing it not so that the clothing shouldn't get stained, so it says in Shulchan Aruch that that's aser. And that's exactly the case of a tampon or anything else. We are allowed to wear it for physical comfort to alleviate the physical discomfort. It's mutter, even if you have other reasons as well, that's not considered carrying. Ramesha does give an etzah for a woman who's either staining lightly or expecting a period, she's afraid she'll stain her clothing. So he gives a genetza, which is for a woman to wear two or three pairs of undergarments. Because there's a yesod in Shulchan Aruch, a beged gamur you can wear for any purpose. Let's say you want to wear a coat. You can wear a coat for any purpose. Let's say you have a coat in your house and you borrowed it from somebody. So, you should make it flat across, and it stops, okay? Let's say you're wearing a coat, and it's a regular coat, and it's 100 degrees outside. And you want to wear the coat on Shabbos just because you have to get it from point one to point two, so that's not considered carrying. Because when you wear a beged gamur, it's never considered carrying. That's what you cite in Halacha. It's a Mishin Aleph. And for that reason, Ramesha says, a woman who has problems with staining can put on, let's say, three pairs of underwear to catch the staining. She's afraid she'll stain her clothing. So that's an etza that Ramesha gives. This is in the last Chelek Arachayim in the Igros Moshe. But otherwise, to wear a tampon or a napkin, the only time it's not considered carrying is when it's for physical comfort. Okay, let's see Sifbeis. Rasa Yayim Echad Bulvad. If a woman experienced bleeding just for one day, Upaskabai. The Chaber here is not discussing that you have to wait 5 days. Okay, if she bleeds for one day and she stops bleeding, Upaskabai biyayim. Tzricha livdaik atzma b'maych dachuk, v'shiyehesham kol bein hashmashas. Tzricha means this is ma'akiv. That when a woman bleeds just for one day and she wants to make her have sektara that day, you'll ask how could she, we'll get to that, but she makes bleeds only one day, she makes have sektara that day, then tzricha livdaik atzma b'maych dachuk, then a maych dachuk is ma'akev, v'shiyehesham kol bein hashmashas. Case, it has to be there the entire Bein Hashmashas, and it's Ma'akev, as I said. She's doing it on the same day that she started to bleed.
It doesn't have to be put in right after the Hefsek.
Excuse me?
Does it have to be put in right after the Hefsek?
No. She made a Bedika of Hefsek Tara an hour before sunset. As long as she puts in the Mechdochuk right before sunset, that's good.
What's the difference between one day or two or 3 days?
Okay, one second. See in a minute. The Ramah argues. The Ramah says, B'di'eved, imbadka atzma, samach l'Bein Hashmashas. B'di'eved, the Ramah says, if she made a b'dika samuch l'bein hashmashes, u'matza atzma tahira, and she found that she's tar. Afal pi shloi haya hamaych etzlo kol bein hashmashes sagi. So the Ramah says, he argues. He says, the maych dachuk is never ma'akiv, even on the day that she started bleeding. But a b'dika, now when does the b'dika samuch l'bein hashmashes, we'll have to translate what that means, has to be close to bein hashmashes, that is ma'akiv. Avo bedikas shachris loy mahani, but a bedika in the morning is not good enough. The Ramah says, "Hayo v'loy rasa rak yaim echad." Since she bled only for one day, again we're talking in this hypothetical case where a woman bled just for one day, and that day she's making a hefsektara. So then a bedikas shachris loy mahani, bedika in the morning is not good. The bedika has to be samuch lebein hashmashes. Okay, now be medayik in that lashon. This is a kula, this Ramah. Aval b'dika shachris lay mahani, hayo v'lay rasa rakim echad. What can we infer from that? That she saw she make a b'dika the 5th day, that b'dika shachris is good enough? that a bedika for a hefsik tara, if she's not, if it's not this kula, if it's not l'rasa rakia mechad, that a bedika in the morning would be good enough for the bedika, and we'll discuss that. What? Okay, we're gonna discuss that. Now let me just to answer why rasa yom echad is good enough. So there's a star here. It goes to the Be'er HaGaila, and the Be'er HaGaila says Hayilu Mayana Pasuach Adayim. Okay, the Tas says the same thing, but you would have to turn the page. So I'm taking a look at the Be'er HaGaila. Okay, Hayilu Mayana Pasuach Adayim means the day a woman starts bleeding. Mayana means the source of the blood is Pasuach. It opened up. On the day that a woman stops bleeding, she's becheskes mayana pasuach, and for that reason, we're more machmir on the bedika. Okay, that's why she has to know for sure that it stopped when the shiva nikiyim started. Now, this she didn't count any. The first day she started bleeding, and she that night she wants to do a hefsek tara. How could she? So we'll get to that in a second. Let me just, again, we're talking a hypothetical case, and the bedika has to be samuch lebein hashmashas. In this case, what's samuch lebein hashmashas? How much is samuch? So look in Pischei Tshuva Beis. Ayim bedogel mei Ravava. The dogel mei Ravava is the Noda Behuda's notes to Shulchan Aruch. It's here on the side. Shekosav, the lav davka bedika shachris. Not only is it not good if she did a bedika in the morning, it has to be after Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana is the last 2.5 Shoyz Maniyais before night. Okay, 2.5 Shoyz Maniyais, or let's call it 2 hours before Shkia. That's when a woman has to make, in this hypothetical case, where she's making a bedika on the day she started bleeding, her bedika must be within, let's say, 2 hours. All the Achrayim bring down this year of Mincha Ketana, except the Archa Shulchan, who mentions Plag Mincha, which is half of the 2.5 hours, which is an hour and a quarter, Shoyz Maniyais.
This is a Kula.
So, Samach Lebein Hashmash, it depends what you thought. It's a Kula if you thought Samach means very close, and it's a Chumre if you thought it meant the whole afternoon. Okay? The Archa Shulchan says Plag. I would suggest you stick with Plag for a different reason. Because you want to be Yitzhak Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that night is 72 minutes after Shkia. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Mincha Ketana is actually what we would call plag according to the Gra. Right? Because 72 minutes is an hour and a quarter. So the plag of the Aruch HaShulchan is the same as the Mincha Ketana of the Rabbeinu Tam. If you follow what I'm saying. Okay? According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you hold it 72 minutes, so then it works out nicely. 72 minutes is roughly 75 minutes, an hour and a quarter. So that's the extra hour and a quarter Aruch HaShulchan shaving off. You're being Yaitzer Rabbeinu Tam's man.
Okay. The
Mechaber
holds
Rabbeinu Tam's man. Yeah, Mechaber means when he says Ben Hashmashes, he means Rabbeinu Tam's Ben Hashmashes. It's the last minute before 72.
Is this Samach Ben Hashmashes different than the Mechaber's Samach Ben Hashmashes in Sephala?
No. No. Probably not.
Why don't they say it?
He's just qualifying. I don't know. Okay, let's get to the question that everyone's asking. Why? What's the case here? She makes a bedika on the day that she bleeds. So the shach vav. This is really a riddle that all the achrayim like to play with. Like, how can you have a case? It's a chetimtzah riddle, right? How do you have a case where a woman makes efsek tara the day she starts bleeding? So first, let's see the shach's case, and I'll tell you the achrayim try to come up with new cases, and I even have a case that they don't mention. In relation to here, which is mentioned elsewhere. Alright, let's see first. Shachvav. Rakye Mechad. Okay, we're going on this case. She bled one day, and so we're saying that it's Ma'akev and Ma'echdochuk according to the Mechaber, and according to the Ramah, it's Ma'akev to do a Bedika in Minchiktanam. Zokti Gushach. Mayana Pesuach. She saw one day. Mayana Pesuach, and the source of bleeding is open. Because of Besefer Madani Melech. Just Agav, we have Madani Melech a few times. Madani Melech is what we have as the Madani Yamtif. The Taisis Yamtif wrote a pirish to the Rush. It's in the bottom of the Rush in many Masechtas, which he entitled Madani Melech. The Taisis Yamtif had political problems with the king and his country. People massed on him that he was against the king. He had to go into hiding. And somehow the fact that he called him Madani Melech was used against him. So being that his Sefer on Mishnayis is called Taisis Yamtif, So the printers then changed the sefer to Madani Yomtiv instead of Madani Melech. Okay? But when we have Madani Melech in the Shach, that's the Taisis Yomtiv. That's the Madani Yomtiv under the Rosh. Well, it was originally a separate sefer. It's been incorporated into the thing, yeah. Okay, so the Shach says, Kasev b'sefer Madani Melech daf shin omid aleph. Zelashayne. Im taimer. Lididon mainaf gemina. Well, what's the case here? Our custom is a woman that becomes tamei even because of a stain has to wait lahamtin hey yamim. She has to wait 5 days. Yom sharasabai, im yom sharasabai, five including the day she saw. V'achakach tifseik v'tisper zayinikim kidlakaman sefir aleph. So how can you have such a case where a woman on the day she's bleeding she makes hefsek tara, the day she gets a stain she makes hefsek tara? How could that be? You have a case. A woman counted 5 days. Then she started the Shiva Nikiyim. Let's say on the third day of the Shiva Nikiyim, she starts bleeding again. It's common with women after childbirth who try to make a bedika and make a hefsek tara and get 7 clean days. So after childbirth, very often they can go 3-4 days clean and then they stop bleeding again. And then on that day that she bleeds, she wants to make hefsek tara. She doesn't need 5 days again. Once she counted five, and she goes Shiva Nikiyim, bleeding in the Shiva Nikiyim, so she can make hefsek tara that night. So the Taisis Yantiv is saying that Hecha dechaza v'rasa b'sech yimei asfira, dekima shalei rasa rakim echad b'mei asfira, b'dika shachris leimahani. Since she only saw during that one day, b'dika shachris leimahani afilu b'dieved. In this case, it's ma'akiv, even b'di'eved, or b'dika shachris is no good. Avalei rosa rakesem, efshe lahakul, bein b'mei sfira, bein b'tchila. If she's only tamei in the Shiva Nikiyim because of a stain, which is common, so then efshe lahakul, this is b'di'eved. If she only made a b'dika shachris, so a person could be makul, because a stain is not so much strong an indication of mayana pesuach, that her source is bleeding, it's not a heavy blow. So memela, then you could be Megal. So, it seems that he's saying even Betchila, but I don't think the Paiskim would follow what he's saying as far as Betchila. So at any rate, this is the Shach Secha Timtza. And it's in the Halach Lamaisa. A woman during the Shiva Nikiyim who starts, has clean days, and then she starts to bleed. So she has to make a Hefsek Tara. Then it's according to the Mechaber, Mechdachuk is Ma'akit. Such a woman, according to the Ramah, Lididan, a machdachik is not ma'akev. It's more important because of the mechaber shita, but it's ma'akev a bedika in mincha ketana. This is ma'akev. Now, another hecha timtza. If you look in the bottom in the Teres Hashlamim, so he has another case. Teres Hashlamim hey. He says af lididan shenayagin. He finds another nafgamina. Kala before the wedding, if she cannot get 5 and 7, it's mutafa to count just Shiva Nikiyim. Shiva Nikiyim she always needs. But the 5, she does not need, as we'll see later in Sefir Aleph. So a kala, the mutaris miyad shetifsaik, lispar Shiva Nikiyim. So that's a second. Hecha Timtza, second case where you can have this case in Shulchan Aruch, where a woman who makes a bedika, that's good enough, even on the day she bleeds. A third case says in the Chazainish writes that it isn't, there's not enough nafkamina for any woman, any month. She bleeds, so she needs 5 and 7. Chazainish writes that we assume you count 5, and then you do a hefsek tara at the end of the 5, and then you get Shiva Nikiyim. Now that's the normal way to do it. But let's say a woman, she bleeds one day, and that night she makes a hefsek tara. Then she counts 4 more days, and then Shiva Nikiyim. So Zakta Chazainish, that hefsek tara from 4 days ago is good enough. She didn't bleed, she bleeds one day, makes a hefsek tara, goes 4 more days, she doesn't experience any bleeding, then counts Shiva Nikiyim. Chazainish says that's good enough. And that's a very important kula, although none of our women are going to do that, to do a bedika the day they stop bleeding and then count 4 and 7. But it sometimes happens with women who for some reason get delayed, and then they have a shaila. They had to make the hefsek tara on the fifth day, and they on the way home from work, they got stuck on the train, and they missed it. So what the Chazon Ish is saying is that it doesn't have to be that day. If the day before she made a bedika, for whatever reason, she wanted to see if she's clean, she made a bedika, and the bedika was clean that morning for certain, but even the day before, then that would be good enough. It doesn't need the hefsek tara. There has to be a hefsek tara after her bleeding before the Shiva Nikiyim. Chazon Ish is saying that it's not ma'akev if it's not done. Certainly mechiktana is not ma'akev, that says in Ramah, but even that day is not ma'akev. Machdochik is not ma'akev. If she did it the first day, 4 days ago, the first day, then the machaber would hold the machdochik as ma'akev. But I'm told that's not the usual case. Usually the second, third, fourth day.
So even if she made it before, the machdochik
is not ma'akev.
So the Bedikah Shabbos on day 3, 4, 5
would be good enough.
Would be good enough.
Two. What's wrong with two? Why say 3, 4, 5?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. What? That's what he's really saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. Situation where
what?
The situation is where the third or the fourth day the flow stops off to a very high staining.
Yeah.
And the fifth day resumes to a bleeding. That fifth day be called the Yom Echa, that day of the
bleeding. Okay, that all right, there's a Shaila, the way Reb Feivel has a Shaila in the Badi HaShulchan. So he has a Shaila in it's the same case, it's just a different illustration. He talks about a woman who counted five, made a hefsek tara, and she was clean. And then the first of the Shiva Nikiyim, she started to bleed. So he has the suffek, is that called a new bleeding? Because she knows she was clean by the hefsek tara the night before. In that case, would we say that according to the Mechaber, Mechdochik is ma'akiv, and according to the Ramah, Bedikas, Mechiktan is ma'akiv?
Why would you not say that?
So he says, Tzarechiyin, because you wouldn't say it. Lamaisa, I don't think you would say it. Rebbe Yashuv, this shaila was asked to Rebbe Yashuv by one of the fellows by Yassin Kailal, and he said, certainly not. It has to be a new bleeding. Because the derech of any woman who bleeds is she bleeds on and off. Just because she makes a bedika one moment, she's clean, it doesn't mean that when she bleeds again, it's not a continuation. If she needs, in order for this chumrah to kick in of the shach, she needs to have one clean day. And then in the Shiva Nikiyim, like I said, the second day of the Shiva Nikiyim, third day, she starts bleeding again. So then, according to the Mechaber, Mechdochik is ma'akiv, according to the Ramah, the Bedikas Mechiktan is ma'akiv. But if it's the first day of the Shiva Nikiyim, then that's considered as it's the same flow. Women bleed on and off. It's not a faucet that's constantly on. The bleeding is, it goes, it's the skin which is dried up and it bleeds and it stops and it bleeds and it stops. Okay.
She's really for Dainikim, and day 3, 4, she doesn't think of it. That doesn't look good. She turns out to have a spot of red on it. She tries to start again. But does that not require Mochtachuk?
Okay, let me get to that. Let me be Magdim. Alright, we're talking now. Alright, let me just first of all give you another case where this can come up. And that is. What?
I don't think this has to do with this so much. What's the pshat in the Yevin Mechatchila? You're saying Mechatchila you should do it closer to Mincha. And the Yevin, it's okay if you did it in the morning. Not this case. The regular, normal case.
Yeah,
so. The woman always does it in the morning.
Okay, all right, let's talk about a normal case. A woman, okay, Lamaisa, a woman, she always wants to make her bedika earlier. She doesn't want to do a mechiktana. Okay, Pashtus, there's no reason to have to do it a mechiktana. A woman, a regular month, I'll answer you. Okay, regular case, a woman's bleeding for 4 days. The fifth day, she wants to do a bedika. She has siktara, she wants to do it in the morning. So first of all, it's an Eitzah Taiva for her to do it later. Why? She does a bedika in the morning. Let's say during the day there's some bleeding, there's some cervical bleeding, and it's, I don't mean cervical bleeding, I mean there's bleeding from the uterus which comes out of the cervix, and it comes into the vagina. Now, if she actually bled on the fifth day. Now, if she doesn't do a bedika, what's going to happen? The first day of the Shiva Nikiyim, she'll do a bedika, and she'll find dam, and she'll mess up that first day, it won't be a good day. If she'll do another bedika, samach lebein hashmashi, she'll catch the blood, she'll clean it out, and she'll be okay. So that's a practical aid. Is there any halachic reason on the fifth day to do a dafka later? Me'ikar adin, no. Me'ikar adin, a woman could do l'chadchila in the morning. However, there is the sheet of the Chavis Das. Chavis Das has a Das Yachid here on the Sif. Chavis Das says that a woman, that this chumrah we're learning, that a woman who bleeds has to do a mechdochek according to the Mechaber and has to do a bedikas mechaktana, the shita of the Chavis Das is it doesn't have to be the first day of her bleeding. It's any day that she knows she bled that day, which is not always true the fifth day. But the Chavis Das shita is any day that she knows she bled that day, then the mechdochek is makiv according to the Mechaber and mechaktana is makiv according to the Ramah. And even though we don't pass like the Chavis Das, but l'chatchila, we tell people to do the bedika mechaktana, because many women know that they bled the fifth day. A woman who doesn't know she bled the fifth day, she could do it shachris l'kuli alma l'chatchila. If she knows she bled, make her adin, she could also do it in the morning, but after chumra the Chavis Das, it's preferable to do it in mechaktana. No, if she knows she's not bleeding that day, then the l'chatchila she could do hafzik tar in the morning. Then it's a time to do it later, but she can do it l'chatchila. You know, a woman is afraid she'll forget, she should do a bedik in the morning. That way if she forgets, it's good. Okay.
The chazainish is then, is that a, it's an unusual for someone to do it then, but in then is that the chatchila?
That's why I'm just answering him. Unless you want to be chayshish for the chavis das, it's the chatchila.
Yeah. There's no dam there.
Yeah, then it's the chatchila, yeah.
And what about the mechdocha? Is there a place for the mechdocha?
No, the mechdocha doesn't make sense except that bein hashmash. It doesn't make sense to do a mechdocha in the morning.
On the fifth day, or would it be, let's say she makes a bedik, they have to carry on the fourth day.
Be also, it would be in your mind. It wouldn't make sense, yes.
It wouldn't make sense.
Okay, so this is the halacha of the mechdachuk. What?
The one more
case I have is where, and we'll get to Sefirah, we'll see why it is so, but where, for medical reasons, a husband and wife or asa bibia. Sometimes there are reasons that a woman cannot, should not become pregnant. A woman who has a measles shot, for example. There are reasons sometimes where, for medical reasons, a woman is not allowed to have bia. Or if she's in Loyaleno and Avela, she's sitting in Avelos, so when a woman's in Avelos, she's Asa Bibiya. Now, lachi is that if a woman is Asa Bibiya for 5 days or 4 days, and then she bleeds the next day, so she doesn't need five. The days that she's Asa Bibiya count for the 5 days, even though they had nothing to do with Ilchas Nida. And we'll get to that in Sefer Aleph, and that would be another case where a woman, on the day she starts to bleed, could make a Hefsek Tara. Okay.
What do you mean by Asa Bibiya? Either...
Well, halacha asks her. The husband is in Alaska, that's not, she's not asa bibiya. But it's kind of hard. But asa bibiya means halacha asks her.
How's medical?
Medical reasons are halachic reasons. If the doctor says that a woman is not allowed, I think that's a halachic reason. Okay, so we have here the din of Meich. One more important thing. We said the Mechaber holds Meich Dachuk is Ma'akiv. The Ramah holds Mechdachuk is not ma'akev, but bedikas mechaktana is. You should know that the Gra in Sivkot Neches holds that like the Mechaber on this one. Okay, the Gra holds like the Mechaber on this one that a mechdachuk is ma'akev in the case of a woman who started to bleed that day. Let's say the Shach's case, a woman who in the middle of Shiva Nikiyam, the second, third day, she's bleeding. So the Gra Shita is that a mechdachuk is ma'akev. Many of the Achrayim take on this Gra Lamaisa. I once had a sichsuch with somebody. I was at a bris. It happened to be bris was an Emek Halacha, and I have a relative of mine who was learning then an Emek Halacha. And we had an argument about a woman who is irritated, who has irritation problems, and she bleeds on the second, third day of the Shiva Nikiyim. Whether we tell her to do a Mechdachuk or not, he felt that look, it's a Mechaber and a Gra, and the Achrayim are very machmer on this. Now we should say to do a mechdachuk, and I felt that it was not necessary. And we went then to Rav Tuvia Goldstein, who was there, and it was named Kalacha. And he, even though he's a Litvisher, and he goes always, he holds with the Gra on the highest level of halacha, but he said not to do a mechdachuk. A woman who has problems with irritation, that's a bit of effort. She's going to mess, she's going to make a mechdachuk, she'll be irritated worse. That she should go with, in other words, we go with the Ramah. Even though the Gra is like the Mechaber, and l'chatchila, a woman who sees in Shiva Nikiyam should use do a Mechdachuk. It's a strong l'chatchila because the Mechaber holds this Ma'akiv and the Gra holds that way. But afal pikein, a woman who is in a bidyevet situation should rely on the Ramah who holds that a Mechdachuk is never Ma'akiv. Okay, and that I think is
helpful. Irritation is the devil's case, right?
Yeah, a woman who has irritation problems should not use a Mechdachuk. I don't know, Sfardim will go with the sheet of the Guru Mechaber. You would have to ask a shaila. I don't know. If you know, Rav Heinemann once screamed at me. I told him, he gave a certain heksher somewhere. And I had tainest him, was good like us, like Ashkenazim, was a good heksher. At Ramah. But I had a tainest him, like the Mechaber Shita, it's no good. Because there's a chumra of the Mechaber that was in Yaitza. So he was right. He complained to me. He says, you assume that Sfaradim go with every Mechaber? Do Ashkenazim go with every single Ramah? He said, ask around, ask the Sfaradim. They don't go with their Mechaber. He was right. I mean, it was a Mechaber, which, you know, I assume that Sfaradim go with the Mechaber. I don't know. You have to ask a Shaila to somebody who knows what the custom is in the Sfaradish Akilis. So I'm not sure. Sfaradim have in Bishalakum have big Chumris over Ashkenazim. It's a question how much the Sfaradim follow the Mechaber Shita. We, the Ashkenazim, have a lot of coolness in Bishalakum. Okay, so I think this is pretty much the halacha of Mech Dachuk. And the halacha of the Bedika, which is Ma'akiv. A Bedika, interestingly enough, when we say that a woman has to do a Bedika, it doesn't have to be L'shem Mitzvah's Bedika. As long as she knows she did a good Bedika, it's not so much a problem. We had a case once with a Kala. It was the day before the Chasna, and she had gotten all mixed up. And she thought that you do bedikas in the Shiva Nikiyim. She didn't do any bedikas before the Shiva Nikiyim. And she was ruined for the Chasna night. It would have been very complicated. And Lamaisa, I don't remember who was asked, but they relied that before the Shiva Nikiyim started, she was a college and nervous for Chasna. She was checking herself anyhow just to know if she was clean, not L'shem Mitzvah's bedika. And she had made a bedika the day before, and we relied on that for the Hefsek Tara, and she was able to go to the mikveh as planned, despite the fact that she was aware she was in Shiva Nikiyim, but she hadn't made the Bedika earlier. I should mention to you that according to most Achrayim, the Bedika of Hefsek Tara is Din Dairaisa. Chavis Das here spells out that most things are not Dairaisa. Going to the Mikvah is Dairaisa, counting Shiva Nikiyim, Lamaisa is a Chashash Dairaisa. But that one Bedika of Hefsek Tara to separate between Cheskes Mayona Pesuach when she's bleeding and Shiva Nikiyim. So it's a Mishnah that the Chavis Das brings down here that it's a Din Dairaisa, that Bedika. Okay.
Which also means that if she has a Shaila, she did it maybe after Shkia, it's not good because that's the Chumra.
Which would be, so the Shaila is what happens if she did it after Shkia? So the Lamaisa, Ramesha Paskins, that the 9 minutes after Shkia, Ramesha, the 13 and a half of Enash Mashas, Ramesha's only make 9 minutes in the United States where it gets dark quicker, that a Mech Dachuk or Bedika is good up to 9 minutes after Shkia. I once happened to me, and I had asked Rav Moshe Bick, and he told me also 9 minutes. He said that. Okay, right. I know Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that way in his Truva, and Rav Moshe Bick, I know Lamaisa Paskin that way, that up to 9 minutes after Shkia is good. I think Rav Palm told me, B'Shem Rebel Yashav, that he's not medical, this 9 minutes after Shkia. Okay? That he once asked Rabbi Yashav the Shaila, and Rabbi Yashav told him not to be Mekel after Shkia, on the Bedika, not on Mech Dachuk, on the Bedika. It's not really a Suffolk Dairaisa. Why? Because the 5 days is not Minat Torah. So even if she did it after the night, but it was before the next night, so it's not really Dairaisa, because the 5 days is a Darabanan. Minat Torah, the Bedika is Dairaisa, but it has to be before the Shiva Nikiyim Minat Torah. So even if it's after Shkia, I'm sorry, the Shiva Nikiyim is not always Dairaisa. Minat Torah neither needs Shiva Yamim. The Shiva Nikiyim is not always Dairaisa. It could be there are cases where it is. There are cases where it's Damzav, Ziva. Okay. But anyway, Ramesh is Mekel, and as I said, Rabik is Mekel, that up to 9 minutes after Shkia, the Bedika is good enough.
Rabbi Yashu talking about 9 minutes after
Shkia. I don't know. I should take a follow up on that. I assume that when he said nothing after Shkia, I don't know. I should follow up.
What's the reason for the Kula?
The reason for the Kula is the following. And this, you really have to just be on par. People get so confused with the dinim of night, because 45 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, 72, it's very confusing. It's really very simple. I told you, according to the Gra, night is Bein HaShemashis, which is Shkia, till 13 and a half minutes later. Somewhere there, night starts. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's somewhere between 58 minutes and 72. In America, it might vary, but let's call it 58 to 72. Zakr of Maisha, those 9 minutes, or the 13 and a half minutes, it's a Svek Sveka. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vadayayim. Even according to the Gra, it's Bein HaShemashis, it's Safik Yayim. So it's a Svek Sveka. So Svek Sveka, it helps for all their eyes, it's Svek Sveka Lakula. So therefore, Ramesha holds that those 9 minutes are Svek Sveka. Ramesha holds that B'dievid you could have a mincha in those 9 minutes, even if you always go with the Gros Shita, that those 9 minutes are Suffolk Yom Suffolk. Like, the only place Ramesha does not rely on the Svek Sveka of those 9 minutes is by Bris Mila. A child that's born in those 9 minutes, to consider it, it's a Svek Sveka, so he was really born the previous day. You make the Bris Mila the 8th day from the previous day. So Ramesha says Bris Mila, it's not Kedai. It's a, you know, it's a one-time Bris, it's a Karis. Be doing it in a time that's the Chol Hashitus, not to rely on Svek Sveka. Which even not? Technically is a Taina, why not?
But if it's Shabbos, can you
if it's Shabbos, if the second day is Shabbos, yeah. That's an interesting question. If the child is born Friday within the 9 minutes after Shkia, so then Ramesh is saying, let's see, Quinter Rabbeinu Tam, the Bris has to be on, you couldn't do the Bris that Shabbos, you have to push off to Sunday. Because, yeah. Yeah, that would come out. Another Ramesha's chumra of not doing it on Friday, even though it's a Svek Svek, it would end up on Sunday. Chasidim, it goes without saying, a child's born 9 minutes after Shkia, they're going to do on a Friday, they'll do the Bris that Friday. They'll consider that to be Vadayim.
Why 9 minutes, but, not 13 and a half?
If it was Shabbos 9 minutes after Shkia, it depends how hot the Chasidus is. Yeah. Real hot Chasidus, they'll Bedafka do it, and you know, they'll announce that the baby was born after Shkia, and they're doing it. It depends. It's great disparity. Chassidim, and even among individual Chassidim, you know, you can't tell a Chassid. A lot of people wear Strimlop, but they're not hot Chassidim. They don't.
And then someone has Strimlop, and it's with my Shavik on Friday.
Yeah.
Say Shavik. I knew Yezayda, you make on Friday.
I knew Yezayda, you make on Friday, because he held with the Gros Shittas, you mean?
What? It was 9 minutes after.
It was 9 minutes after, and his Zayda held with the Rebbeinu Tam, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Why 9 minutes, not 13?
Why Ramesha says 9 minutes, not 13 and a half? I don't want to get you confused, but I'll tell you, because 13 and a half, when you have 72 minutes, is Arba Milim, 13 and a half is 3/16 of 72. Banish Mushes is 3/16 of the time it takes from sunset till it gets pitch dark. When I say pitch dark, I mean whatever the darkness of the night is. So since Ramesha holds 50 minutes is in America, what 72 was in France, so he says that 3/16 of 50 comes out to roughly 9 minutes. Okay, so that's his vade line. Okay, let's go on to Sif Beis.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
The idea, of, you know, about you said Svek Svek, it has no shaylah with chasan yediyah.
No shaylah with chasan yediyah.
Yeah.
All right. There's a rule that we don't say suffik when the suffik is machmas chasan yediyah. If it's something that you just can't figure out because you're not smart enough, so we really don't say chasan yediyah. But the Mardechai says that when it's a chasan yediyah l'chol ha'olam, that's called a suffik. If you're just not smart enough to figure it out, but there are experts who can, that's not a suffik. But it's chasan yediyah l'chol ha'olam, so that the Mardechai says.
So where is Svek Svek? You're saying something is Svek Svek, but there are two sheets. One sheet that says this way, one sheet that makes it a suffik.
So Ramesha writes, it's an interesting tshuva.
What if there are five sheets that say one sheet that says the other? Even the Gemara says
All right. Okay, it's you can't pick any shita and make a suffix out of it.
Yeah, I mean,
has a shita as a suffix in halacha. The Mechaber shita and the Ramah shita, which is like Rebbeinu Tam, is good enough to make it a suffix. You know what I mean? It's strong enough.
The
it's
a,
what?
Sometimes the Gemara says when it goes reasons for something. So if I don't know it's for this way or that way, the Gemara concludes that's Hanin Abisha. We have more reasons for this, so we go that way.
It's impossible to say that the Shkia or Rebbeinu Tam, which is in this case, it's not a strong argument. When you say it, you can be all right. I can't give you a guideline. Yeah, Ramesha has a long. In this piece, he talks about a suffik in Paiskim is the same as a suffik in Metzias. He elaborates on that. Okay, let's go on to Sif Gimel, which is the halacha of Levishas Halavanim, the donning of the white begadim. You know, some people pronounce it Levishas Halavanim. Levanim are bricks. Most women don't wear bricks, right? It's levanim. Levanim are white clothing. It's interesting. It struck me that the Mechaber's Lashon doesn't mention anything about white. Look at the Mechaber. Sif Gimel. V'yayim shepaska melirais. And the day she ceases to bleed, ubeideka sasma, she does a bedika ka'amar, as we have said earlier. Tilbay, she has to wear chaluk clothing, habaduk la, which is checked, she'ein by kesem, which has no stain on it. So it has to be a clean baged. Ubalaila tasim sadinim habdukim iksamim. And at night on her bed she has to put out sheets that are clean. Umiyay mamachras tascha lisbar shivanikim. And that next following day is the first of the 7 clean days.
What are the titles of the 7?
The two wrote the title to the siman, Dine Levisha Saliva. Somebody who went with, I don't know, it could be the Mechaber held that has to be white. Or it could be the person who wrote the title, the Ramah mentions white, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see in a second. Yeah?
It's not clear that the
Mechaber
wrote the title.
No, it's not clear the Mechaber. No, the printer wrote the titles. No, you can't pass an halachas from the title. It's clear the Mechaber didn't. There's one place in Arachayim, in Ochas Shabbos, where the title is something that says in Ramah, which is not a Mechaber at all. There's one siman has a very short Mechaber and a long Ramah, so the printer put the title. What it says in Ramah, that's most of the siman. So it's clear the Mechaber didn't write the title. Okay? Hagah u'mini kosher hu she'isha pesekes b'taira. It's a proper custom. We're going to have to know what mini kosher means, how much of a chiyuv it is. She'isha pesekes b'taira she'tirchatz. That she should wash herself, v'leiveshes levanim, and she wears white. Omnam im loy rochetz arak panel shalmata adai b'kach. If she only washed herself in that area, that's sufficient. She doesn't have to take a bath. V'cheinai again, that's the custom. And a person should not change from the custom. A woman should at least wash around Eisai Makayim before she starts the Shivanakim. A woman who's traveling, she doesn't have white clothing, white underwear. She could wear even if she's wearing colored, she can count Shivanakim. Rak Shahaluk Nokiu Boduk Medam. It can't be a garment which has stains, because then when she checks it later, she doesn't know if the stains came today or yesterday. It has to be a clean baguette, but tuchalis per shivinikim. But she can count shivinikim. This levishas halavanim is not ma'akev, clearly, in the Ramah. So it comes out, we mentioned three things a woman has to do to start shivinikim: a bedika, mechdachuk, and wearing white. The only thing that's ma'akev is the first thing, the bedika. The other two are not. On that market. Okay? So that's what it says here in the Ramah. There's a question how important this rechitza is, this washing is. It says, for example, a woman who's an avelus is permitted to wash, even though she's not allowed to bathe. But for this halacha of she starts shivanikiyim, a woman who's sitting in avelus is allowed to wash around Isimakim. In the 9 days, it says the same thing, that a woman could wash around Isimakim, even though the custom is not to take a bath, but she's permitted to because of this rechitza. This is the rechitza before the hefsek tara. Yeah.
No.
It's alright, it really shouldn't be a shah, it's not rechitza shel taina. That's what it says. Now, the question is how important it is. So there's an atzei levaina here on the side. He says why. It's on Sif Gimel, Behagah, it's atzei levaina on the column, Leveshes Levanim. Okay, why does she have to wash herself? Because maybe she has some stain on her body or on her beged. The first 3 days, if she finds blood, we can't say it came from before. So therefore she has to wash herself. We're afraid she'll find the blood later. If this is the reason, what does it mean? It means it's an eitzah taiva. Just an eitzah taiva that she should do. Let's say she doesn't want to do the rechitza; it's a pain for her for whatever reason. So if it's an eitzah taiva, then it's not ma'akev. It's not clear that we should rely on that. Really, the poskim take very seriously that a woman should wash around. No one says it's ma'akev, but that a woman should wash around. I say ma'akim. A woman who's at work and the like, she can't take a bath, so it doesn't matter. She has to take a bath. She could take along a moist wipe, and wipe herself around. I say ma'akim and make sure that she's clean. Before she does her bedika of the hefsek tara, so that this bedika lamaisa should be accompanied with a rechitza. Okay, whether lechatchila she's supposed to be rechitz kol gufa, it says in Badei Shulchan, he brings, I think from the Sidrei Tara, that rechitza should be kol gufa. It's hard for me to understand why we would require a full bath of rechitza kol gufa, even lechatchila. Although the mechab is lush and it's a little mashma that way, I'm not sure. Yeah, she could definitely take a bath in the morning. We said the bedika could even be in the morning. So it's really almost academic, because most women take a bath, doesn't mean a bath, a shower is just as good. Most women would take a shower anyway, certainly when they're bleeding, so in most cases it's academic. But before the hefsek tara, a woman should wipe around. It is preferable that she wipes around Eisei Makim. We have to see here Pesach Teshuvah Gimel. All right, it's a bit of a complicated Pesachei Teshuva. Let's start it, and we'll get back to it next week. It's an important aside.
Don't you start wearing the white right after the Hefsek?
She should start wearing the white right after the Hefsek Tara, yeah. By the way, an important halacha. What? Even, no, for the Shivanakim. No, it's not right after. I mean, from Bein Hashmash. She made that sound. An important halacha regarding a woman who's counting Shivanakim and not going to the mikveh at the end of the Shivanakim. Okay, sometimes it just doesn't work out. The Shivanakim end, and she's in a situation where she will not go to the mikveh the following day. A woman does not have to wear white more than Shivanakim. Okay, once the Shivanakim are up, a woman doesn't wear white if she's not going to the mikveh. She might go to the mikveh 2 days later. For those 2 days, it happens sometimes, women in the country, the husband can't come up middle of the week. So they count Shivanakim, the Shivanakim end, they're not going to go to the mikveh until Thursday night, or anyway. So they don't wear white the following days. They certainly don't do bedikas if the bedikas are the Shivanakim. Okay, the wearing of the white is only during the Shivanakim. One other halacha regarding the white, and we'll get to the Pesachei Teshuva next week. A woman who has a medical reason that she might be bleeding, such as a woman who takes a pap smear. Women who get a pap smear, often there's cervical bleeding. Now, cervical bleeding is really not damnida, but you don't know unless you go to a doctor. I mean, it's hard to tell on a stain you can't tell if it's cervical bleeding or not. Lamaisa, a woman who has a pap smear and gets a stain, it's a big shiloh. Should we title it in the pap smear or not? The Lamaisa is... What? Well, any time she'll wear colored so she won't have a shiloh. If it's during Shiva Nikim, she should wear colored. Even though it's Shiva Nikim, she wants to wear white, she should dafka wear colored if she has either an irritation, which might be bleeding, which is a maka. She knows there's a maka, shemaitzidam, that's shriach to be maitzidam. She's just afraid it's irritated, that's not enough of a reason. She went to a doctor, either pap smear or some other maka, she definitely should wear colored. Because if she wears white, so what if she'll get a stain, she'll go to a rav, and after Claire will be toilet in a maka. So why get involved in the shiloh being toilet in a maka? If a stain is not going to be mitamei her anyway, it's better she should wear colored. And if she'll have the stain, it'll definitely be tar.
First 3 days also?
Okay. It's more chumer the first 3 days, but lamaisa, if she has a pap smear, which is olul, that day she'll bleed, I would say she should wear colored. All right, we'll get to that this next week.